Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You know, a lot of times we think it's too late for something. Hello? When God says, if you'll believe me, not just believe in me, yeah, we all believe in him. Yeah, I mean, we all believe, but believe God. Do you know your faith is what overcomes the world, the system, time, the aeon, the supernatural. In other words, the supernatural will overtake the natural. God can do things that are not natural. He'll do things that are contrary to the laws of nature. How many know that to be true? Come on, it's all in the scriptures. How could Joshua? They rode all night to rescue the Gibeonites. And when they got to the forefront of the battle, the sun was going down. You ever watch the sun go down? I like when I drop my son off at school, I watch it go coming up out of the water over here on the water. It's a beautiful thing. And it comes up quick. And when you watch, if you ever watch it going down, I know it's just the rotation of the earth on its axis, but the sun goes down quickly. The sun was going down. And they were just arriving at the battle. And back then, wasn't no AKs and stuff where they had the little light, and night seeing goggles and stuff. No, it's dark. Okay, put your swords down. We go to sleep. We'll fight them at dawn or something. But the sun was going down, and Joshua stopped in the middle of the battle and spoke to the sun and to the moon. You know how you see the sun and the moon. The moon is about to come up. The sun about to go down. Joshua spoke to both of them and said, "Stand still. Stand still." He had work to do. There was something he had to finish for God. He was there on an assignment. You see, so when he went to battle, he wasn't going to battle by himself. Whatever he needed, God said, "I'll supply it. If you believe, I'll supply it." Sun, stand still. Where it says the sun didn't move. I'm talking about the sun, the same sun that we see, stood still. I'm not talking about for a few moments. 24 hours it didn't move. Till Joshua finished the battle, defeated the enemy, and then time started back on its right course. Someone that intersected, it was a kairos. Someone believed God at a point in time. Don't you know? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ask somebody beside, do you really know who you are? Do you know whose you are? Do you know what God will do for you? Come on, do you really know what God will do for you? Just like he did for Joshua, just like he did for Moses, just like he did for the other. But see, what happens is we believe in God, and the devil don't mind you believing in God. Do you know the devils believe in God? Yeah, they do. They believe in God, and they tremble. They cannot believe God. They're in darkness. See, it's when you start believing God. And see, right now I can see little struggles start to rise in people's mind because all these facts, all these other things, all the cares of this life, that stack of bills, those issues, all that stuff starts to crowd or try to choke the word, tries to choke it so it doesn't bear fruit. That's the battle of faith. So therefore, our mind, our intellect, consciously, we have to renew that. Our heart in our spirit is the word. In our spirit is everything we will ever need. All that God has ever done and will do is already done in our spirit. This is the fellow that caps it up. And so this is the one that must be transformed. The caterpillar, again, does not become a butterfly. The caterpillar is a butterfly. He's just in another state. Okay, let me make a few statements here. I must make my intellect, my mind, I must make my intellect new. I can tell somebody, deal with that mind. You ought not let everything lodge in you. You know, especially when we are moving forward, when we are blazing a trail, when we are starting new things, when we are breaking into new dimensions, don't you know, there's almost like an attack released on your mind. Anybody ever notice that? There's all kinds of thoughts of fear, of lack. There's all kinds of thoughts, troubling thoughts, that will begin to try to bombard your mind, your intellect. And so we must allow the word, the promise of God, to renew that area, to make it a refuge, a stronghold. See, if the word is not up there, your heart can be telling you God has great things for you, move forward, but your mind will be saying, don't you dare move, fool. What, you crazy? You out your mind? That's what your head will be telling you. But in your heart is saying, go for it. God's got great things in store for you. And your mind will be wrestling with your heart. And the sad truth is that the head, big head, always tends to win out. The intellect, the reasons. People find reasons why. Reasons why they did. I am of this persuasion, and I don't always hit the bullseye, but I do not ever want to live a life where I look back and say, I wished I would have, or I wished I should have. Child, if I could go back and do it this way, I would do it this way. I've had enough of those regrets. I don't want any of those regrets in God. Amen? Now, let me tell you something. When you launch out in faith, faith don't make it easy. Don't think it's going to be a cakewalk or, you know, a walk in the park. Don't think so. Faith makes it possible. And get into your thinking pattern that when you start in faith, you have to stay in faith. We don't go from faith to works. We go from faith to faith to faith to faith. You got to keep it out there. God will keep you out there walking in faith. But you'll see as you walk in faith, as you believe God, you'll see manifestations of what he promised. The just shall live by faith. I must make my intellect, my mind new, so my conscious thoughts, my thoughts while I'm awake, my thoughts while I'm in an environment, are harmonious with the truth of who I am in Christ. You know, people can make you feel small. How many know that? Words can harm. You know, people say sticks and stones may break my bones, but words, no, that's a lie. The power of life and death are in words. You can kill someone's spirit with words. So a person whose mind is renewed to who they are, to the truth of who they are in Christ. You can talk about them all you want. You can talk bad about them all you want. You can say anything you want to them all you want. Their mind is renewed. They're not even thinking on the level you're thinking on. They're not perceiving things on the level you're perceiving things on. And so they're not troubled by what your small-mindedness is. But now someone whose mind is not, immediately they start to waver. Now I'm going to show you the danger of wavering. James said it this way, he that wavers is like a wave of the sea. Anybody been out to sea? Especially when the water's turbulent. I've been out there when you've been out there when it's rough. Them big old waves, you get sick. James said it this way. He that lacketh wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally and upbraideth not. Whenever you ask God for wisdom, he's going to give you wisdom. In other words, he will not withhold anything from you that's good for you. But he said, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. See, this is the trouble. And this is the battles that we have. Because the enemy doesn't necessarily want to put you in the grave. You know, he knows it doesn't take that. And God wouldn't let him do that anyway. What he wants to do is cause you to waver. What did he speak to Eve? Hath God surely said? That's all he said. But it cast a seed of doubt. It caused her to waver. To vacillate. That word waver, double-minded, means twin-souled. You know, today he loves me. Tomorrow he loves me not. Next day he loves me. Next day he loves me not. You don't know whether he loves you or not. Because the tension is between one thought and another thought. And God says, let not that man or that woman think that they shall receive anything of the Lord. Because it ties God's hands. Because God is a faith God. See, as long as Abraham was wavering, he believed in God, but he wasn't believing God. Come on, let's bring it home. We believe in God. You can believe in God and still be wavering. In your current situation. Help us, Holy Ghost. I said, help us, Holy Ghost. You can believe in God and be wavering right now. Struggling with your situation. But when he became fully persuaded, something kicked off in the natural realm that wasn't natural. With both he and Sarah, he came home from hunting one evening. He came in with a pep in his step. You know, Sarah had the candles all lit. And she's looking good and had his favorite meal. They knew something was on. What happened? When they believed God, I said, when they believed God, something happened.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 23 of Mega Grace, What You Are Changes You. Isaiah 55 and 8 declares, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. If God is calling you, it is bigger than you. God will strengthen you. Many don't think of themselves as God speaks of them. Moses made excuses. Peter denied. Abraham lied. And David cheated. All these men of God had to learn to embrace what God was calling them to do. Who they really were changed them.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.